All right, friend, today's episode is pulled directly from a case study that I wrote and shared inside of our labs community, which is our membership for product-based business owners, and it's about email segmentation. This is a really good example of the kinds of conversations we're having inside of labs every single day. Yes, we're talking about sales strategies and cash flow and marketing systems, but we're also looking at real-world examples from brands within our industry as well as outside our industry, and we're asking ourselves, what's working? Why does this work? And most importantly, how can we apply this to our own businesses and our own industry? I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. So today I want to walk you through something that I've been seeing more of this year. Brands are offering customers the option to opt out of specific email campaign. So they're offering segmentations in their email. Now, the example I'm going to run through today is about Mother's Day, but I know that by the time you're listening to this, Mother's Day has already passed. But stick with me because this isn't just about one specific holiday. This is a strategy that you can apply year round. So setting the stage here, setting the context, Mother's Day is a major sales moment for a lot of product-based businesses, but it can also be a complicated holiday for people personally. And what I'm noticing and what I brought into this case study in labs is that more and more brands are showing up with greater empathy in how they're communicating about upcoming sales campaigns to their customers. They're approaching things with a lot more thought and intention. So I'm talking about email specifically here. So instead of forcing your customer to either just receive all of the sales emails you plan to do for that holiday, in this case, Mother's Day, or maybe they unsubscribe completely because they don't want to receive any of those emails, brands are starting to offer a third option. They're starting to say that, hey, if you would rather not receive this type of messaging, you can opt out. We will pause any content that has to do with Mother's Day, and you will continue to receive the other emails that you're signed up for, but we won't send you these sales emails if you would prefer not to receive them. So they're making it a two-way conversation where people have the ability to customize what types of emails they're getting. Now, obviously, very large brands with big marketing budgets have been doing this for a very long time, but more independent brands are doing this. Smaller brands are starting to do this. And I wanted to bring it to all of you as a case study to show some examples of how they're doing it so that you can think about how you can apply this to your own business. So the three examples that I shared in our case study in labs were about Kitsch, BoxFox, and Postable. They're all three very different brands. The tone varies, the audience varies, but the strategy was consistent. So Kitsch is a beauty and wellness brand. They took a more polished brand-forward approach with their email that they sent to their customers, allowing them to opt out. They tied the message back to their mission, their company values, their community values, and said, if this isn't something you want to receive, you can opt out here. BoxFox, which is a curated gifting company, they curate gift boxes and do corporate gifting and personal gifting and things like that. Their email offering the opportunity to opt out, that email was more conversational. But it was also very clear about what happens when you opt out. They mentioned that they would remove those customers from both emails and SMS messages about Mother's Day. And then Postable, which is an online greeting card company, they license a lot of artwork from our community, including my own. And what happens is you go to Postable, you pick your card, you write your message, they will print the card with the message inside of it and mail it directly to your recipient. They have kind of like a no-nonsense, but still a really fun approach to their business. They kept their email allowing people to opt out extremely simple. It was short, direct. It was reassuring that customers would still receive everything else they were signed up for, but they wouldn't receive Mother's Day's emails. So again, different voices, different types of brands and different companies, different business models, but the same intention here of how can we give our customers more autonomy and more power over what kind of emails they're getting from us, particularly around something that might be sensitive for them. When I shared this inside of Labs, there were a handful of takeaways that I wanted to point out. So I'm going to point them out here. These brands, all three of them, know their audience well. The way they communicated with them, the tone and the information they sent in their email was very much in alignment with who their audience is and how they want to be communicated with. The second thing is they kept the execution simple. All three of these brands only sent one email that said, hey, if you want to opt out, you can do so here. They all three had a very clear call to action. There was a big button. There was a clear place to click to opt out. It seemed that it was like no overthinking. It was just very simple, basic, short, to the point, got the job done. They also use this as a vehicle to protect the relationship with their customers. So offering this middle ground instead of just sending everything to everyone on their email list, they again empower their audience to say, nope, I don't want these. And they probably reduce the amount of unsubscribes they might have received otherwise. So again, empowering relationships with their customers, giving their customers power, and protecting their email list integrity too. Okay. Now, how does this apply to you? This is not something you need to retroactively worry about for Mother's Day. That moment has passed, right? This wasn't about Mother's Day in particular. It's about the strategy. The strategy is still very relevant. And because this isn't about Mother's Day, you can like apply it to other things and give your customers more control over how they experience communication and interactions with your brand. So let's look at some scenarios that this might apply for your business. So here are a few examples. One, if there are other sensitive holidays that your audience in particular might struggle with, then you might want to allow this opt-out for those seasons. You're going to know your audience best. You're going to know if there's other holidays or occasions that might warrant having something like this as a segmentation opt-out. You might want to offer this during high-frequency sales periods. So for example, things like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, if you're doing holiday promotions or big seasonal sales. I've talked in the past and I've given a lot of data points about how customers love to receive our emails. They do. They want to hear more from the brands they love. But in certain times and seasons like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, sometimes people start to feel overwhelmed. And so allowing them an opportunity to mute their emails for that week or whatever, that might build up more brand loyalty. Or you could even reduce the number of emails. Maybe you could say, do you want fewer emails during this promotional period? Click here and we'll make sure you're added to this segment to get less emails. Or opt out of the sales reminders, but stay on our list for other things. So giving them control in that way during high frequency sales periods. If you sell across multiple product categories, you could apply this in allowing your customers to opt in or out of certain types of either promotions or certain types of product messaging. So for example, if you're selling both apparel and home goods, but a customer really only wants to hear about your apparel, then you could allow them to opt out of your home goods. If you sell both kids' products and adult products, you could allow them to customize their preferences and their segmentation to only receive adult products if that's what they want. I also, this is kind of like an aside, I always recommend for our Paper Camp students and Labs members that like if you're selling both wholesale and retail that you have two separate email lists for those markets because the messaging and the CTAs and like everything is going to be different. So this is a little bit different, but I did want to mention here that if you're selling to different sales channels, those should have different email groupings too. And that wouldn't be like an opt-out scenario like we're talking about here, but that would just be totally different strategies and list building. Yeah. And then too, I've seen people do this too for different content preferences. So letting people choose if they only want to get your weekly emails or if they want to hear about new product launches or if they want to hear about sales, maybe you do licensing or educational content and they only want to hear about that. You could offer segmentation options there. I want to do a real quick reality check here because I also don't want this to get over prioritized or make you feel like you're behind on everything. The first thing I want all of you to do is consistently email your list. So if you are not consistently emailing your list of customers yet, if your core sales systems aren't in place, then I want you to start there. You're not going to worry about segmentation. But if you are in growth mode, this strategy I'm talking about today on the podcast is a refinement strategy, not a foundational one. So if you do have those sales systems in place, and you want to offer a more customized experience, this is the kind of nuance that can improve retention and strengthen customer relationships over time by offering these segmentations. So again, if you are early in your sales and marketing journey, don't worry about what we're talking about today. Keep it in the back of your head. Focus on getting consistent emails out the door. Get those sales systems in place. But if you've already got those sales systems in place and you're already regularly, consistently emailing your audience, you might want to think about some of this advanced strategies of how you can segment your audience for either specific events or activities or these high frequency sale period times to enhance retention and, again, give your customers more power in how they're communicating with your brand or hearing from your brand, rather. Okay, closing this out, what I really liked about this case study isn't just the option to opt out itself, it's what it represents. It's that we're moving from kind of a one-size-fits-all marketing approach where every email goes to every customer, and we're moving towards an intentional customer-aware communication. That's a strategy and a shift that everybody can use when they are ready and when they are like at that point in their business. So that strategy has been around for a long time. It's just about how we're using it. And I always love to learn through examples, which is why I share these case studies in labs. I think seeing strategies in practice in other businesses allows us to then think about how we would apply them in our own business too. So anyhow, I hope you found today's podcast episode helpful. This is, again, is the exact kind of work we're doing inside of labs. We're bringing real life examples to the tables and breaking them down so that you can apply them in your own business in your own way and at the right level for you. So if you want support thinking through your marketing, your sales strategy, or how to implement ideas like this in a way that actually makes sense for your circumstances, you can learn more at proof2product.com/labs. I'm curious what you're doing about customization and segmentation. If you found this helpful, share it with a friend. If you have thoughts on today's episode, go ahead and DM me at proof2product on Instagram. I'll be back soon with another new episode.